John chapter 6. After these things Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, and saw a great company coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread, that these may eat?" And this he said to prove, test him, because he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "'Cause the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to those who were set down, and likewise of the fish as much as they wanted. When they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing may be lost." Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above what they had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "Surely this is that prophet who should come into the world." When Jesus perceived that they would come and take him by force, to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain to be alone by himself. And when evening had now come, his disciples went down to the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it had now become dark, and Jesus had not come to them. And the sea arose, because of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, about 3 miles, 5 kilometers, they saw Jesus walking on the sea, and drawing near to the ship, and they were afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land where they went. The day following, when the people who stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there, except that one, into which his disciples had entered, and that Jesus did not go with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Although there came other boats from Tiberias near the place where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks. Therefore, when the people saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they also took shipping, and came to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for that food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give to you, because God the Father has sealed him." Then they said to him, "What shall we do, that we might do the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent." They said therefore to him, "What sign do you show then, that we may see and believe you? What work do you do?" "Our fathers ate manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, Moses did not give that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Because the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to him, "Lord, forever give us this bread." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes on me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you also have seen me and do not believe. All that the Father gives me shall come to me, and he who comes to me I will in no way cast out, because I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the Father's will who has sent me, that of all whom he has given me I should lose none, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him who has sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, 'I came down from heaven'?" Jesus therefore answered and said to them, "Do not murmur among yourselves. No man can come to me, unless the Father who has sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore who has heard and has learned of the Father comes to me. Not that any man has seen the Father, except he who is of God, he has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes on me has everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and never die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eats of this bread, he shall live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Because my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he who eats me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate manna and are dead. He who eats of this bread shall live forever. These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Therefore many of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said to them, Does this offend you? What, and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe. Because Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe, and who would betray him. And he said, Therefore I said to you, that no man can come to me, unless it were given to him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples left and no longer walked with him. Then Jesus said to the 12, Will you also leave? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, Have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, because it was he who would betray him, being one of the 12.